Hello and welcome to the Cristania.com podcast. I'm Cristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I am glad you're here. This episode is number 16, and in this week's segment, it's going to feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study 16 Amends. So grab a pen and something to write on so we can jump into some restoration and healing at last. Lesson 16, Amends. Principle 6, evaluate all my relationships, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make amends for harm I have done to others, except when to do so will harm them or others. Scripture, happy are the merciful, Matthew 5, 7. Happy are the peacemakers, Matthew 5, 9. Step 8, we made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Scripture, do to others as you would have them do to you. Luke 6:31. So let's think about amends and its acrostic. Making amends is the beginning of the end of our isolation and allows God to truly, A stands for admit the hurt and the harm. We're able to face our hurts, resentments, and wrongs we've done others, which allows God to forgive us. With God's forgiveness, life can move on. Scripture, don't judge others, and God will not judge you. Don't condemn others, and God will not condemn you. Forgive others, and God will forgive you. Luke 6:37. M, make a list. Go back through your inventory. Evaluate what you've done. Evaluate who you've hurt. And look at the scripture, treat others as you would have them treat you, Luke 6:31. What's your responsibility? Who have you hurt and how have you hurt them? E, encourage one another. Before we offer amends and forgiveness to others, we need to meet with our accountability partner and or sponsor to help them give us objective feedback. N, not for them. You need to approach those who you're offering amends or forgiveness to humbly, sincerely, and willingly. Do not make excuses or attempt to justify what you've done or why you've done it. D, do it at the right time. This requires courage, judgment, willingness, and, in my opinion, immense prayer. S, start living the promises of recovery. As we complete this principle, we will discover God's gift of true freedom from our past. So let's dig into our lesson questions. Question number one. Once again, we need to admit our past hurts, how others have hurt us, and how we have caused hurt to others. Explain how holding on to your past resentment and guilt has blocked your recovery. Well, for me, it has kept me living in the past, focused on the past, and hasn't allowed me to look toward the future. It's prevented my heart from healing and has intensified my resentment. It's caused me to judge myself as well as others and look at my mistakes and other people's mistakes more critically. Question two. Next, you're ready to make a list. Use the following worksheet. List the name of who you need to offer amends to in column one, and list the individuals that you think you need to forgive in column two. Keep this list available and review it occasionally to see how God is bringing you along in your recovery. It's actually quite exciting. In my O amends list two, there were four business relationships that I needed to offer amends to, but what I found interesting is that I not only needed to offer amends to them, they owed amends to me, but I needed to forgive them. And on both sides of that, it created a great amount of healing. Question three, who do you have on your recovery support team to encourage you as you make your amends and offer forgiveness? I have a wonderful sponsor and accountability partner. And then my fellow CR ministry leaders. I've got a great support team, and my significant other has provided me very objective feedback during my recovery process. Question 4. What does the phrase "not for them" mean to you? It means that my act of forgiveness and amends to the other person is for my healing, and it's not dependent upon them accepting or reacting, or for that matter, not reacting to my forgiveness and or amends. Question 5. What does the phrase "don't expect anything back" mean to you? It means that I'm going to go through the amends process and the forgiveness process with no expectations of reciprocity. I'm going to do it for my healing and because that's what God has instructed me to do. Question 6. Timing is so important in this step. List the individuals who could be possibly injured from your making an amends to them and why. It, one, can open up old wounds, but I think more importantly is that the other person may not be willing or ready to be confronted or even to address the issue that I want to bring to light. Question 7. Go back to the start living the promises section of amends. List some of the promises of recovery that you are experiencing in your life today. One of the big ones for me is the federal lawsuit that I had with the USDA. There was a ton of resentment. It was a very unfair situation, and I've been able to find a lot of peace in what happened in that process and move past it. It was really keeping me stuck where I was. And I am celebrating 6 relationships that have been almost 100% restored. And that, to me, is just really exciting. Well, that's the end of our questions for this lesson. And I do want to congratulate you for staying committed to the recovery process. Some days it's not easy, and other days it's quite darn exciting. You'll be blessed tenfold for the work that you're doing here, and I encourage you to stay committed, stay engaged, and let you know I am very proud of you. This will conclude today's episode. Thank you for joining, and remember, joy is a choice. So choose well, God bless, and take care.